full of grace and truth. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we celebrate your birth from our hearts. Thank you for the grace of gathering us who believe in you together. Thank you for your incredible love. This grace and joy and love, please help us be able to share this with others who do not yet know it. Through this worship service and through the message of the pastor, please help us more deeply understand that. Holy Spirit, please work deeply in our hearts, inside of us. Help us to come closer to your love. We look forward to this message in Jesus' name. Amen. Good morning, everyone. I'm so happy to be able to celebrate Christmas with you. I want to share the grace from today's passage with you. In this season, we've reached a season where starry night skies are so beautiful. And we live in a world where space travel is becoming more accessible. This past April, American singer Katy Perry and five other women made headlines for taking a trip to space. We're living in a world where space travel is becoming more accessible. This was an 11-minute minutes and incredibly expensive. If we look at the past, Apollo 11 and 15 and 17 all went to the lunar surface. And one man who landed on the moon with Apollo 15 was James Irwin. After he returned to Earth, he left astronautics and became a pastor. When he landed on the moon, he had an experience and he shared this story. When I left Earth and saw Earth as a sphere after leaving it, it was about the size of a basketball. As we moved further away, it became about the size of a baseball, then a golf ball. And finally, from the moon, it was no bigger than a marble. At first, I was mesmerized by its beauty and sense of life. But then I began to feel its fragility and vulnerability. I realized that in the vast expanse of death and darkness that is space, Earth alone is a planet teeming with life. He saw with his own eyes how exceptionally unique Earth is. And he saw it with his eyes and wanted to use his life for God. He also said this, because I walked on the moon, I'm celebrated all around the world, and people pay attention to what I say. But the thing most deserving of attention lies elsewhere. It is that the one who created this universe became human and walked this earth 2,000 years ago. Jesus Christ is the one who deserves attention above all others. Today's passage states, the Word, Jesus Christ, became flesh and dwelt among us. Christmas is the day we remember that 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was born as a human being on this earth. And it's something we celebrate every year. And it's a huge celebration all around the world because Jesus' influence is so big. Why did Jesus become human and dwell among us? Today I would like to explore this question through 3 points. The first reason Jesus came to this earth as a human being was to reveal to us what God is like. Why did Jesus, the Son of God, deliberately become human and walk this earth? The primary reason was to show people in a visible form what kind of being God is, what kind of character he has, to show his nature. Let me tell you about an event that illustrates this. Egyptian civilization flourished around 3000 BC. Yet for a long time, the full picture of this civilization was shrouded in mystery. This was because the hieroglyphics used in Egypt at the time were impossible to decipher, which meant that various records left in hieroglyphics could not be read. But in 1799, a major discovery occurred, and that was the discovery of the Rosetta Stone. On this stone pillar, there were hieroglyphics in 2 other languages written. And all 3 languages had the same content written in them. And those 2 other languages had already been deciphered, so comparing them allowed hieroglyphics to be deciphered as well. And thanks to the discovery of the Rosetta Stone, Egyptian civilization became much clearer after that. The coming of Jesus to Earth is similar to the discovery of the Rosetta Stone. In Old Testament times, people could picture God's greatness and justice, and he was a presence to be feared. But they found it difficult to grasp God's love. Yet in this time, Jesus, the Son of God, became human and walked the earth. Through the way that Jesus lived, people could clearly understand the love, the loving aspect of who God is. Jesus drew close to the oppressed in his day and loved them. And that love was even extended to those who persecuted him. And finally, he gave his life on the cross as a substitute for the sins of all people. And through the life of Jesus Christ, people came to know how deeply God loves people. This is written, "By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers." The reason Jesus Christ came to this earth was to reveal God's love, what we couldn't see before, but to make it visible for us. The second reason Jesus came to this earth as a human is to share in our pain and bring comfort. In our lives, we inevitably face times of trial and hardship. If you look back at your life, you can remember very difficult times. And perhaps even now, you're in the middle of that suffering. At such times, the presence of family and friends who support us is incredibly important. On the other hand, love between people, even with love between people, there's an unbridgeable gap that exists between people. For example, if a wife's husband gets a cold, she thinks, why did he get a cold? But if one of their kids gets a cold, they would rather take that pain from their child and have that sickness themselves. But parents know that they cannot take pain of their kids upon themselves. And when we ourselves are feeling pain, we can experience that as well. We want others to understand that pain, but another person cannot fully comprehend our pain, no matter what. However, in the Bible, there is one person who can completely understand our suffering and pain and walk alongside us. That is Christ, Jesus Christ. 2,000 years ago at Christmas, Jesus Christ, who is the Son of God, came to this earth as a human being. And he did that to meet humanity in their pain and suffering. And that's exactly how Jesus walked. Jesus helped those who were oppressed in society, the sick, women, foreigners, and children, and he drew near to their weakness. And the moment in Christ's life on earth when he drew most near to the weakness of people was the moment he hung upon the cross. At the end of his life, Jesus bore the sins of all people and was crucified. To bear all sins means he was made to share in the soul pain of those suffering from sin. It means he became completely able to understand absolutely every pain and completely one with our weakness. And he came to heal those pains. There was a couple who lost their beloved only son in a sudden car accident, and their pain was beyond words. To heal their broken hearts, the two of them left Japan to travel Europe. And when you go to Europe, there's a lot of old churches that are famous tourist spots. When they entered one church, on the wall there was a large painting of Jesus Christ suffering on the cross. The two of them were mesmerized and just stared at that painting like it was drawing them in. Eventually the wife spoke up. "Honey, don't you think that if Jesus endured such suffering, he would also understand our pain in losing our son?" "I think you're right. I think so too." When they came back to Japan, the couple found a church in their area, and there they came to faith in Christ. Jesus Christ became one with their pain and healed their pain. It was through their relationship with Christ that they found true comfort. In your own lives, you also have to go through unbearable pain and suffering. In those times, I want you to remember Jesus Christ. He is someone who meets you in your pain. And he came to this earth to draw near to your weakness and pain. Jesus said, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Now I'd like to look at the last reason that Jesus came to this earth. To save us from the darkness of death. Like I said, in life there are so many pains that we go through, and they're beyond our own strength to solve. Relationships with family, problems at work, accidents, illness. But among all the realities we face that we're powerless to change, it's when we face the reality of death that we're most powerless, is it not? Death comes equally to all people. Nobody can escape that fate. If we do not have hope in what comes after death, Then death comes with a fear that your life will be swallowed up in darkness. A Christian doctor who has cared for 2,500 people in hospice said this. There are two kinds of attitudes in those facing death. Those who approach death in fear and those who approach death in peace. Now, what creates this difference? It is whether or not they have the hope of heaven beyond death. Jesus came into this world to solve the problem of death. The Bible teaches us that we are born with sin, and that sin creates a barrier between God and us having a relationship, blocking our path to heaven. But God loves us and would not abandon us. That's why Jesus, 2,000 years ago, became a human and came to this earth. And Jesus placed himself, who was sinless, upon the cross. And on that cross, he took the punishment for all the human sin by becoming a substitute for us. I have a question for everyone. If I said something famous in Utsunomiya, what would you think of? A lot of people would think of gyoza. But some people might think of this. Lightning and thunder. Utsunomiya is has a lot of lightning and thunder. And even the LRT use the design of lightning. A lot of visitors from outside the prefecture are surprised by how intense it can be. Some people are even really afraid of the thunder that shakes their house. And when someone moved here, after they'd gotten married, they were just so scared of it and thought maybe they'd made a mistake with who they'd married. Now they're okay, but how can we live safely in a place with so much lightning? In Utsunomiya, most of the tall buildings have lightning rods at the top of them. If lightning strikes a building, of course it endangers people inside and can cause a lot of damage. But if there's a lightning rod to take the force of the lightning, the people living there are safe. In the same way, Christ became a lightning rod on the cross so we could escape the judgment for sin. Jesus died in our place, bearing the punishment for our sins. Then on the third day, he rose again, resolving the problem of sin. And for us to receive that ticket to heaven, the only thing we have to do is to believe in the death and resurrection of God as what resolves our sin. When you believe this, that is the good news. Your sins are forgiven, and the hope of death, of heaven after death, is given to you. Death becomes not something to fear, but the gateway to a new, wonderful world. There was a florist in New York City who was taking flowers to celebrate a bank's housewarming, but made a mistake and took them to a funeral. That funeral was for a Christian girl who was 17 when she'd passed away. When he realized a mistake, the florist rushed to the church and apologized I was saying, I'm so sorry. But the parents weren't angry at all. Instead, they smiled. And they were saying, we were surprised when the moving in flowers came, but after we read the message that came with them, we felt this was more fitting for our daughter. The message on the card said, congratulations on your move. For those who die, believing in Christ, that's not the end. There is a new, wonderful world waiting for us on the other side. It's a move from this earth, where there's suffering and worry and sickness and tragedy, to a place that's free from all of that. It's that hope. We've seen from three points why Jesus came to this earth as a human. The first was to reveal to us the character of God. The second was to share in our pain and give us comfort. And the third was to rescue us from the darkness of death. This is the hope that Jesus showed to us during Christmas. Last, I would like to read and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory. Glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you so much for this Christmas worship service. Thank you for becoming a human and coming to earth 2,000 years ago. To show us how deep your love is, to meet us in all of our suffering and pain. Instead of death leading to darkness, leading to a new life. For those reasons you came. That grace is being extended to everyone in this room. Thank you so much. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And now we will have a special praise song. One more. Let's pray. Oh, thank you so much, Lord, for this Christmas time. Thank you, Jesus, that you came 2,000 years ago to this earth for us. Please help this grace to reach everyone who is here. May the grace of the Father, the love of the Father, and the fellowship of the Spirit be with all of you this week. Amen. This is the end of the service. Thank you, everyone. Please listen to the announcements now. If anyone has extra tickets for the Christmas, Joyful Christmas, please give them to the office. We will do church cleaning on the 18th. We have five different options for parking lots, and the ones near the church have been quite full. So if you're able to walk, please park near the preschool, or that is nearby the church. Now we'd like to sing happy birthday to anyone whose birthday this week. Today after the service, there's a lunch, so if everyone in the back can move their chairs so we can set up, that would be much appreciated. Oh, now we're going to have some kind of ceremony. I missed. So a dedication for two of the kids in the church. I don't have babies, but we would like to dedicate our two kids today. Her name means truth, and she was born in April. So the flower of the nashi means I. So that's the second character of her name. Marino. Let's all pray for this family. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this dedication of Marino. I just pray that in her parents' love, she would grow and you would help her to grow through and get support and comfort from the family of God that is around her here. And most importantly, through all of the love of her parents and all of us, that she would